Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 7:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. On this day, after a historic election, when you look at the presidential race, you will see in our area, New Jersey and Delaware took the plunge, going blue for Hillary Clinton, while Pennsylvania went red for the first time in a long time. Despite polls showing Clinton with a lead in the Keystone State, Republican Donald Trump became the first Republican in 28 years to capture it. WHYY's Dave Davies takes a look at what happened.
Coming into the election, the formula for Pennsylvania Democrats was to produce a robust turnout and big margins in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and then win plenty of votes in the Philadelphia suburbs. An early look at the numbers suggests they did a fair job in Philadelphia, giving Clinton a margin of more than 450,000 votes in the city. And Clinton actually got bigger margins in the suburbs than Barack Obama did, winning the state comfortably 4 years ago, and a bigger margin in Allegheny County, which includes Pittsburgh and some of its suburbs. What's striking is that Trump rolled up much bigger margins in other, more conservative areas of the state than Romney did in his loss. Washington County in southwestern Pennsylvania gave Romney a 14-point margin in 2012. Trump carried it yesterday by 25 points. Those wins, and Trump doing slightly better in Philadelphia than Romney, were enough to undermine the Democrats' hopes in Pennsylvania. Dave Davies, WHYY News.
It took until almost 2 a.m., but Katie McGinty finally conceded defeat to Pat Toomey in the race for U.S. Senate after losing by about 85,000 votes in the unofficial count. McGinty says she is not giving up and supporting others who need her help.
While we didn't get the win we were kind of hoping for tonight, this is still a time for us to look forward with hope and determination. And most of all, it is a time that we have to look forward together.
McGinty did not rule out a future run for office. Montgomery County Commissioner Josh Shapiro will become Pennsylvania's next Attorney General. The Democrat beat Republican State Senator John Rafferty in a rare victory for Democrats yesterday. Republicans in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, had a bang-up night, keeping control over the state's only competitive congressional seat. In the 8th District, former FBI agent Brian Fitzpatrick beat out State Representative Steve Santaciro, taking over 54% of the vote. And in the state of Delaware, former Delaware Labor Secretary Lisa Blunt Rochester has won the state's U.S. House race, becoming the first African-American and first woman elected to represent the state in Congress. Rochester defeated Republican Hans Reigel. Sports last night in hockey. Red Wings over the Flyers. It was close, 3-2. Your forecast. We could get some precipitation today. The forecast says showers possible in the morning, also in the afternoon, a high near 56, clearing after midnight tonight and down to 38. It is 49 degrees. It's Morning Edition at 7:07. This is WHYY. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning on WHYY at 7:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania mattered in a big way last night, supplying Donald Trump with the numbers he needed to win the White House and giving Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Pat Toomey another six-year term. This morning, we reach out to director of the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion, Chris Borick, to talk about this. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jennifer.
First off, are you stunned by the presidential election results?
I am. It's Pennsylvania hasn't gone Republican in since 1988, and polls indicated that Clinton had a small but fairly solid lead. So the results last night were surprising.
Right, the results were very surprising. In Pennsylvania, who in terms of voting regions saw the Trump win coming?
Well, that's the story in a lot of ways. Well, Philadelphia and suburban Philadelphia went for Hillary Clinton in largely the same manner that it did for Barack Obama 4 years earlier. The rest of the state, outside of Allegheny County and a few other pockets, went for Donald Trump in a very large way. And that's in many ways the story, the turnout in those areas. And the percentage break in many, many parts of Pennsylvania is what carried Trump to that very narrow 1 or 2 point victory.
And I know it may be hard to figure it out this early this morning, but the poll discrepancy, you know, Clinton had been leading by a little bit for a while. What are you thinking about those poll discrepancies this morning?
Yeah, it's, a lot of people are thinking about the polls, not only in Pennsylvania, but nationally, and what happened. You know, I think there's probably a number of factors that are going to be responsible. One simply is the turnout models. I think our polls and other polls did not have the level of turnout in a number of areas in the state, and then among the voters that showed up in rural and small town Pennsylvania to the level that we saw last night. It wasn't captured to the degree that the models had designed.
Did we have record turnout in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, you know, in a lot of areas, it appears that we have. I'm not positive that we've set, you know, an all-time record. But in a number of counties, turnout was exceedingly high. And it, again, disproportionately compared to, you know, areas like Philadelphia, where turnout was very high, you know, relatively. But in many regions of the state, including the central and northern part of the state and the southwest, it was very, very high.
Yeah, I want to get to the Pennsylvania U.S. Senate race. Incumbent Pat Toomey is safe. He's going back to Washington for another 6-year term. His challenger, Katie McGinty, the Democrat, lost by a nose. She went down like Hillary Clinton. What happened?
Yeah, there was very little in terms of difference between the Senate and the presidential race in terms of voting results this year. So in many ways, when Donald Trump succeeded in Pennsylvania, it lifted Pat Toomey to his very small margin victory over Katie McGinty. This was a race that Democrats had thought they would have a very good chance of picking up a seat. There were a number of these across the country last night, and Pennsylvania's loss, or the loss of McGinty, is one of the reasons Democrats were unable to really take back the U.S. Senate.
Yes, and many of us were following Pat Toomey and his inability to really come out and say whether he would vote for Donald Trump. I heard that he ultimately voted for Trump, but he did so very late in the day after it seemed clear Trump would do well. Is there any truth to that?
There's a lot of truth to that, but he waited till I think about 6:45 in the evening to vote, and then to announce that he had indeed voted for Donald Trump. And as you mentioned, Jennifer, he throughout this campaign walked a very tight line between some criticism of Donald Trump, but never fully rejecting him like some other Republicans had. He kind of followed that path. All the way through the campaign, he was attacked by Katie McGinty for not coming clean, if you will, with his position. But in the end, it seems to be an effective strategy.
Yeah, 30 seconds left. Mr. Trump, back to the presidential race. He says he and his supporters are part of a movement. What's your take on what that movement is and how Clinton supporters can feel included in it?
Yeah, it's, you know, if you describe it as a movement, and you look at the voting results, who is in it, it is a working class movement. We can call it populist in a lot of ways. Some of the movements we've seen in other areas of the country, or of the world. And in the end, if others are to be part of it, it's going to have to now come from the Trump administration, that allowing individuals beyond that base that he had to be part of this, what he would call, movement in American politics.
Terrific. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Chris Borick, thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
He's the director of the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion, joining us live on Morning Edition this morning, this day after the election day. And there's tons of coverage at newsworks.org if you're looking for results from Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. It's 7:51.